Last week, I shared some of the reasons behind destinies going unfulfilled. And I think it is important for us to realize, as I have been stating over the past few weeks, that our destiny is not supposed to come to us, but we are supposed to come into it. With that being said, we have to understand that there will be things that will try to stop us or get in the way of us coming into our destiny. Unpredictable things, unplanned things, unintentional things, of course, as well as the plots and we can say the plans of the enemy. Satan is not interested in motivating you, encouraging you to come into your destiny. By any means necessary, he wants to stop you. He does not want you to fulfill it. He wants it to go unfulfilled. So our destiny, what God has predetermined or preordained for us, is something we must come into. It will not come to us. And on that journey of coming into your destiny, you have to be fully aware of the things that may be in planned by the enemy or put in place to prevent you from coming into that. At the same time, we cannot overlook our role in causing us to not fulfill our destiny. There are things that we have to be mindful of within ourselves that may get in the way of that, whether that be our attitude, whether that be a lack of motivation, and so on. So there are multiple things that we can discuss and talk about that will try to prevent us from fulfilling our destiny. And I did share a few things with you, and just to give you one, we talked about putting limits on ourselves and putting limits on God can cause our destiny to go unfulfilled. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, 27, he said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God," he says, "all things." Somebody say all things.
All things.
With God, he says, all things are possible. But then he throws us an encouragement in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. He said, "Nothing shall be impossible to you." There's two things he's talking about. God being able to do the impossible, but you also being challenged to do those things as well. And so I gave you at least four things or four reasons destinies can go unfulfilled. But I want to give you some new information today and talk some more about some other things that we have to be mindful of that will cause our destinies to go unfulfilled. And the book of Luke chapter 5, you should have it. And I want to start reading at verse 1. And I'm going to tie this story in with this teaching today. Verse 1 says, "And it came to pass that as the people, they pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, Jesus stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed or said to him that he would thrust or go out a little further from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people on the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon," remember these words now, he says, "launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, as thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and there the net began to break. And they beckoned unto their partners or the other ships, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and they filled both of the ships so that they began to sink." Well, think about this. Now you have nets that are breaking, but you also got ships that are sinking. Verse 8. And when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the dross of the fishes which they had taken in. This is a beautiful story, and many people preach it from different topics and discuss how it's important to, you know, obey the Lord. And when you do so, anything can happen, or miracles can happen. But I like what the test was, or the challenge was that he said something to him that you would think, as a fisherman, they would already know. At least he tried to question or challenge Jesus by saying, "We've been doing this thing all night long. In fact, I've been doing this for years. This is my occupation. This is what I do. I know what I'm doing, Jesus." But nevertheless, he says, "If this is what you said, Lord, so be it." So I want to give you one of the reasons I've taken from this story here that can cause a destiny to go unfulfilled. And if you want to note it down, and that is failure to launch. A failure to launch. Now, launch simply means to start or to set in motion. As we talk about destiny, it's a process of going forward, taking a journey, if you would, starting and moving. And Jesus says to them, launch out to the deep. To set into motion, to start. And that will be my question to all of us today. If we want to fulfill our destiny, when are we going to start? When are we going to set in motion what God needs us to do to take us where we need to be? Now, again, just looking at Peter's situation here, being a fisherman, he had the knowledge to understand where to go fish and where to find the fish. And he came to the conclusion, it's time to pack up my bags, go home for the rest of the night. But now he was put to a challenge. Jesus came and said, "It's not done yet. Not over." He said, "What I want you to do is something you're probably not used to doing, because normally under your understanding of being a fisherman, you do this and you do that. You do it for a period of time. You try it here and there. And once you've tried everything, that's enough. We'll try again another day." Jesus said, "Let's try something different. Just launch out." You see, part of understanding how to fulfill your destiny, or to avoid from going, having your destiny unfulfilled, is being able to start and to put into motion where God wants to take you, or where God wants to take you. And that's what I want you to understand, that I've learned that part of the reason why destinies go unfulfilled is because people don't even get started. Are you listening to me today? He said, launch out into the deep, meaning to start or to set in motion. Many people, and I won't say you, but I'll just say many people, have all the faith and all the word that they need. Well, what's the holdup? What's left? What else is needed to get started? I am convinced that many who are connected to God or have a relationship with God who have failed to come into their destinies because they didn't even get started. They didn't even get into motion. They didn't even start the journey. So how can you fulfill your destiny if you don't even start? He said, launch out into the deep. Get started. Get this process. And once he went forth, even though he said, "I don't believe it's going to happen," but I'm going to do it anyway. God took over after that. You see, what we're missing is the starting process. I can't recall the exact words that was used by Confucius or whoever says the first step, I guess, to getting walking 1,000 or 10,000 miles is the first step, getting started. You have a journey ahead of you. You got a place to get to. You got to get into motion. Your destiny is lying right there before you, but it's going to take you getting started. So let me ask that question again, and don't answer it, but think about it. The question is, when will you get started? When will you launch out? Start the motion. Start making the movement. Start taking the steps. Start moving forward. Start doing something enough to create a momentum where God can help propel you into your destiny. Destinies go unfulfilled when we don't launch. You see, when God tells us to launch into the deep, or he tells us to get started, it allows for God now to come behind us, if you want to see it that way, and he keeps pushing us, and he keeps motivating us, and he keeps driving us. He keeps encouraging us. If you think of any of the characters in the Bible who had went on an assignment for God, let's talk about Abraham. Abraham has some moments where he wanted to just go back home or give up or just kind of stop. But every now and then, God had to remind him, I got destiny for you, kid. He got started. When did he get started? He got started the day God came to him. He said, pack your bags, leave your whole kindreds and your family, get into motion. In essence, what was he doing? He was launching into the deep because he didn't really know where he was going. Anybody listening to me? But because he got started, God took over from there. And on his journey, at times when he was concerned about his life and concerned about his wife and concerned about other things, God had to, you know, get the guy motivated, encouraged, because God was there with him, because he started the process to keep him going forward. Do not let your destiny go unfulfilled because you fail to launch. Don't let your destiny go unfulfilled because you fail to launch, because you fail to get started. I talked about earlier how there are things that are in the way of our destiny that will try to impede us or prevent us or stop us. And then the enemy puts plots and plans together to stop us. But we also have to be mindful of ourselves. And if you don't have that type of thirst and hunger to get started, it's going to constantly delay you from coming into your destiny. Somebody shout, get started. Get started. Somebody shout, launch. Launch. It's time you start getting things in motion. Can I get amen? Amen. Another reason destinies can't go unfulfilled is a failure to see God working. Now, we just read the account where Jesus had the disciples do this, where they wasn't expecting to get any fish. And here's another occasion. I want you to go with me to look at this. Go with me to John chapter 21. That's the last chapter of John. Here now, Jesus is now going to do something similar, but this is after Jesus had come back, after he had died and he arose again, and he came and he saw the disciples, and then he came back again. But I want to explain to you why this is important. And so the next thing I want to mention is that destinies can go unfulfilled if we fail to see God working. Look at this quickly in the book of John, chapter 21, verse 3. Again, by this time, Jesus had already come back from the dead and been meeting with his disciples. And now here in verse 3, with Peter again. Now, Peter again, it says, and Peter said unto them, he says, I'm going fishing. And we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 5. And then Jesus, he said unto them, children, have you any meat or anything to eat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast your net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes, it says. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord, it says. Now when Simon heard that it was the Lord, he girded up his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and he did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, guess what? They were dragging the net with fishes. Let me get the battery change here. They were dragging the net with fishes. Now understand now, this is a similar experience that Peter had. But notice it said they didn't even know who he was. Huh? They didn't even know who he was. And here's what I want to say to you, as I already stated, that one of the reasons that destinies go unfulfilled is because we fail to see God working. Anyone listening to me? We fail to see that it is God who is working with us or working by our side. Now, let me just say this, too, because I know it seems easy and religiously we want to say that it's always the devil's fault. When there is things that are either opposing us or challenging us or making it difficult for us. Well, you better know who it is, actually. Because one time when Paul the Apostle was trying to make his way to a city and he felt the anointing of God on his life and he knew for sure that he was supposed to go to that city, the scripture says it was the Holy Spirit that opposed him. It was the Holy Spirit that forbade him. It was the Holy Spirit that told him, do not go to that community. Now, just suppose he didn't know or understand that it was God working with him. And he said, well, you know, the evangelist had already told me and already had prophesied to me that I was supposed to go to this city. Maybe he would have lost his life. You see, you got to know when God is working with you, because if you fail to know that God is working with you, your destiny may go unfulfilled. Anybody listening to me? Now, to Peter's benefit, and thank God Peter had already had an experience when Jesus told him to cast the net, and he recognized, I better listen to this guy. Peter caught on. But thank God that Peter recognized, and the other disciples, we better do what he's telling us to do. Can I ask you a question? Again, I don't want you to answer. I want you to think about it. Has there been a time where you have questioned whether or not it was God? And there was something maybe you were supposed to do, but you didn't do it because you didn't know God was working with you. I want you to be careful, because sometimes people who are religious can say a whole lot of stuff and say, God told them this. And God told me to tell you. You better make sure it's God. So failure to recognize God working with you may cause your destiny to go unfulfilled. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying that God don't speak through people, but you need to know for sure what's God and what's not. What a blessing it was that the disciples caught on to the words of this person they didn't know at the time was Jesus, but they must have had a sensing in their spirit that what they were telling them was true. Now, again, you're talking about individuals whose career and life was fishing. And they've been doing it for quite a while. all day, but someone shows up. And I believe their spirit had bear witness. And from that, they got a reward. God is working with you. And he certainly wants to work through you. And be mindful and be careful to what God is trying to tell you to do. Because God's desire and goal is to get you closer to your destiny. Hello, someone. Here's another one I want to give you here. Another reason is that we fail to recognize our own potential. Another reason is failure to recognize our own potential. Potential is the ability to do and to become whatever God has destined you to do and become. Did you hear me? I'll say it again. Potential is the ability to do and to become whatever God has destined you to do and to become. But when we fail to recognize our own potential, it can cause us to forfeit our destiny. I want to share this with you. I was studying this and it came to mind. I don't know. It just came to me as I was studying. I started thinking about the little engine. Anybody know that? American folktale story, the little engine that says, I think I can, I think I can. For some reason, that just came to mind as I was studying. And those of you may not, if you don't know it, you probably do, but if you don't, the story goes like this. There was a little railroad engine employed at a station yard that was built for pulling a few cars on and off the switches. One morning, it was waiting for the next call when a long train of freight cars asked a large engine in the roundhouse to take it over the hill. It replied, I can't. This is too much a pull for me, said the great engine, built for hard work. And then the train asked another engine and another one, only to hear excuses to be refused. In desperation, the train asked the little engine to draw it up the grade and down on the other side. The little engine responded, I think I can. Puffed the little locomotive and put itself in front of the great heavy train. And as it went on the little engine, it kept bravely puffing and faster, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. As it neared the top of the grade, which had so discouraged the large engines, it went more slowly. However, it still kept saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. It reached the top by drawing on bravery or on behalf of its potential. And then it went on down the grade, congratulating itself by saying, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could. Well, what can be learned from this story? What can we take away from this folk tale? That if we first think that we can, then your potential, along with God, can cause you to do the impossible. You must first believe in yourself that you have what it takes to reach your destiny. If not, then no matter how much others see your potential or the potential in you, your destiny will go unfulfilled. So it took this little engine who first said, I think I can. And from getting started, launching out, created a momentum. It caused it to take the highest heights, to get to the highest place, the highest peaks, and made it to the top of the mountain.
If you think you can do it, I'm here to tell you, you can do it. Why? Because you have the potential. You have the ability to do and to become what God has destined you to do and to become. But when you don't know your own potential, you can forfeit the fulfillment of your destiny.
I want to close with a few things that can help if we fail, or that will hurt us if we fail to recognize our potential. Real quickly, number one is that we cancel out the things that may be already destined before us. We cancel out things that may be destined before us. Remember, going forth, you will come in contact with some things. And the things that God has destined before you to get to that final place may be helpful to maneuver you, or to elevate you, or to just get you over something that's as an obstacle, if you would, in your way. Second thing is that we make it harder for God to work with us when we fail to recognize our potential. Thirdly, we make it easy for the devil to delay us and to even stop us. I told you that earlier. The devil, more than anything, he wants to stop you. He doesn't want you to believe that you are capable of doing the impossible. But here's the fourth thing. And that is, someone else might end up doing what you was meant to do. Do not underestimate your potential. Recognize that you have the ability to do and to become whatever God has destined you to become. Don't let it be said that somebody else did what you were supposed to do. God has a destiny for you, and it got your name on it. And he wants you to fulfill it. Can you say amen? Close your books, close your Bible, stand to your feet. We're going to close in prayer. Somebody say, I think I can. Your destiny has been predetermined by God. And I don't believe God factored into your destiny failure, quitting, giving up. I don't believe he put that into that process. Now, is he aware of the fact that we will have opposition and things will try to challenge us or oppose us? Sure. But I don't think God said, well, I'm going to include here that they're going to quit here after about 3 years, and they're going to stop there after about 10 years, and they're going to give up altogether at the end of... No, that's not factored into it. God keeps letting you know you can do it. He keeps encouraging you, and through the words of Jesus, it may be impossible with man, but not with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He would not use such words of things being impossible or possible if he didn't believe it was possible. Do not allow your destiny to go unfulfilled. If you got to launch out this year, launch out. If this is going to be the year you get started, then get started. Start getting things in motion and leave the rest up to the Holy Spirit and God to come behind you and to help propel you, to launch you into another dimension in your life. Some of you, I'm sensing in my spirit, you need some breakthroughs. You need to be broken free from doubting what you are capable of doing. You need to be liberated from that mindset where you easily get discouraged because you may fail, or you may make a mistake, or you don't fully achieve what you've been trying to achieve and you want to quit. And how easily that frame of mind keeps coming back. And all it's doing is delaying you and what God has destined you to do. I release you from that mentality of the enemy constantly reminding you of your past and your failures. And he's tried to use your mistakes and your flaws to keep you down, to hold you back. With God, all things are possible. And what God has for you is for you. Keep on climbing up the hill. Keep on chucking up the hill. Keep on pressing. Get started. Launch out into the deep. Know that God is working with you and not against you. That God is working for you. He's right by your side. You're about to come into something that eyes have not seen in the past and ears have not heard. Something in which your spirit has been longing for. God's about to give you a different taste of his goodness. It's going to inspire your spirit. Oh, I declare this year, 2021, that we begin to see people rise to another level. You're going to become a destiny maker. I declare that in Jesus' name. Oh, my. Now, that's for somebody. Ooh, glory to God. I declare in Jesus' name that you will be put in a position, a place of power and influence where others never thought can happen. But see, they didn't see what God saw. Somebody say, it's time for me to launch. Come on, say it again. It's time for me to launch. I know going up a hill, I've walked up hills, man. I've not been working out and exercising. It's painful sometimes. But when you get to the top, it's satisfying. It's up a hill battle for some of you, but you're going to make it. Woo, you are going to make it. Oh, my. You're going to make it. I just feel led of despair. I want to just declare. I want to pray for you right now. Just right where you're standing. Something in my spirit saying, release this. Release this over the people. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for encouraging our hearts today. Just a little story of a little engine, God, has been used from 1903, I think it was, up until now to inspire even little children to believe in themselves. We are blessed because we have the greater one living inside us. Hallelujah. And we can do all things through Christ, who is like our engine in us. We can do all things in Christ, who gives us the strength and the authority. Right now, in the precious name of Jesus, I declare that nothing become impossible for the people. I declare in the name of Jesus that whatever you shall put your hands to, it shall prosper. Get that business plan out. Take that thing off the shelf you put on the shelf. Those ideas, revisit them again. Dust off the goals, come back to them again. Rabba kabo sheke. Yela masodo. I declare that doors will open up over you and for you in the name of Jesus. I'm sensing that somebody's going to experience something in the next 7 days. There's going to be a turning around. It's going to be a turning around. Something, I just sense it. It's going to happen in the next several days. Something's going to come in your favor, an opportunity. I declare in Jesus' name, I agree with the Spirit of God that this will take place for you. Hallelujah. That it will be a step closer into your destiny. In the name of Jesus. You are right where God wants you to be. You're right in the center of God's plan. Keep your eyes like flint. Don't look to the left or the right, and never look behind you. What's behind you is behind you. It's time to move forward. You are a destiny maker. That means you're going to fulfill your destiny. If you receive the word of the Lord, somebody say amen. Come on, clap your hands and bless God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are dismissed.